Yes, I'm on.
Is okay. That from California?
Did that light help, David, at all?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Iris.
David says hi. Oh, you know, I got to put you on my speakerphone if you want to. This may be...
Hi, Brandon.
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm happy to be here with everyone.
Likewise.
Hi, Brandon.
Hello, Mom.
Hello, this is Michael Stecker calling.
Oh, hey, Michael.
Hi, Rich.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, Michael.
Quite a few people
who's this?
Marilyn.
Oh, Marilyn. Oh, I'm glad you could join.
I am very grateful to Rich because he got me to do this, know how to do this. I'm not quite as computer, what can I say? I don't do as well with my computer.
No
so
worries.
I'm on the telephone.
Well, thank you for that great wedding photo in 1920. That was really great.
Wasn't that something? I'm going to look and see if I have some other things around.
Yeah,
I know there was one picture of my grandfather in a picture with his first wife. So anyway, I'm going to try to find it again. Rich, you had taken quite a few pictures. I didn't know if you took that one.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, good.
Jeff and Michelle are on also.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
See a John wife there. Hi.
John, I'm not sure he's... Are you signed in, John, on the telephone?
We can see you, but we can't hear you, John.
And mute your computer.
There we're hearing you.
Not really.
Okay, well, we'll give it another minute and then we'll see who's going to join. Still can't hear you, John. Are you dialing in on the phone number?
Hi, this is John Weiss. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, you're in the phone.
Yeah, I'm using my phone now. Hi, everyone.
Good. Please mute your computer.
Mute my computer.
Your volume down?
Yeah, that's what I did. I'm on the phone, but I have the computer muted.
If everyone can turn their volume down, we won't get the echo.
So is my echo gone, or is there still a problem?
Still a problem.
All right, hold on.
This is Rhoda. Now, GoToMeeting just locked me out because I've tried too many times.
I'm glad you're on the telephone at least.
Yes, me too.
Hi, Rhoda.
Okay, did I just fix my echo problem? Is that better?
Much better.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So, first let me ask Brandon, are you seeing
that echo problem?
Nope, now we still got an echo problem.
That may have
hey,
been.
Hey, Brandon.
Sorry. Yes.
Do you see my screen?
Yes.
And hold on 1 second. Did it just get big?
Yes, it did.
Okay, great. So now I know that the screen is on and it's working.
It's working.
Okay. So I guess we'll get started if that's okay. Michael, are you good with that?
Yeah,
sure.
Fine.
Okay. Let me do this. So I think the first thing we'd like to do is just introduce ourselves and see who's, on the line. I know we did this kind of haphazardly, but let's just do a formal rundown. So we got myself and my wife, Rich and Iris Weiss.
Can they see us now, even though we can't see them?
I can't do it for some reason.
Okay.
Hi, David Bank here.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Hello, John. Happy to meet my cousin.
Ditto.
This is Brandon.
And I'm happy.
This is Harry.
Hi, Harry.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi, Harry.
Yeah. Am I supposed to be seeing something on the screen for GoToMeeting? It shows like a camera with like a slash on it. Like, I have myself muted, but I'm on the phone. I'm using the phone for audio. And
right.
I see one half that says JW and one half that shows like a camera with a slash on it. Is that correct right now? Like, it's not presenting yet?
Are you seeing the
screen? We have that too.
Okay, that's good. So it's not me.
Are you seeing the screen that says Welcome to the Weiss Family Circle video conference?
No. I'm seeing like a big circle with the letters JW on half the screen, and then I'm seeing a screen with a camera, like it's like a graphic of a camera with a slash through it.
Okay, so you should click on that.
At the top of my screen, I see the same camera, and below it says David Rhodes, and the mic is muted. And to the left of that, there's a circle that says JW. And below that it says Jeff Weiss, and that mic is muted. But if you keep on working your way to the left, then there's a circle that says HM, and below that is Harry Mandel. And the next to that is Brandon, who is not a circle with initials. It's his actual video feed, so we can see Brandon. So if you work your way, if you scroll left to right.
It's only showing me Jeff and David. I know what you're saying, but it's not letting me scroll to the others so I can get to the screen that works.
At the top of the window, at least for me, there is a drop-down list that starts with View Everyone. And if you select that, it may give you the option to change.
Okay, that worked. I clicked on who's talking. I looked on who's talking. I clicked change it to who's talking. And now maybe I'll change it to active cameras. There we go. That works. I changed it to active cameras. Now I see.
Great.
Like I said, I didn't get a webcam. Sorry, I'll try it for next time. But I see now it says Brandon, Iris, John, and David for webcam. So yeah, now we're good.
Good. Okay.
It's Jeff and Michelle, and our camera is not working. So we can see, but you can't see us.
Okay. I wonder why their camera is not on.
I don't know.
Brandon, do you have any thoughts?
Work on it afterwards. I forgot about it after the last one.
They changed all the settings in this GoToMeeting program.
Yeah, we'll
and it's very difficult. Even my microphone not for the telephone, of course, but for the computer is not working, and I haven't been able in the past half hour to figure out why it's not working. So go figure.
So maybe it's just them having some errors.
It says you're having errors, Michelle?
No, I said maybe it's just the GoToMeeting update that's still working out some bugs. Maybe they're having some errors.
Could very well be.
Because they keep updating.
Okay, so let's continue. We got Michael Stecker. Michael, you're on.
Yes.
And Marilyn?
Yes, I'm here. For those that don't know, I'm Marilyn Winter Gershenow. Glassman. in my long life, I've had two husbands. And I'm happy to hear, and I'd like to learn about all my cousins that are in Tennessee and all over.
I don't know if David Rhodes, did you get back on? I think he was having some problems, so maybe he'll join in later. And Harry Mandel.
This is
on.
Melanie. I'm here.
Okay. Next.
Who said I'm here?
Harry. I'm here. When he called my name, I said I'm here.
Right,
I don't have a webcam, but you got my voice.
I think I heard someone say Melanie.
Melanie Chamberlain.
Yes, I'm David's sister.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, that's lovely to hear.
Hmm.
And where are you, Melanie?
I am in Huntsville, Alabama, in a thunderstorm.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the computer to work, but so far I'm just on the phone.
No worries.
Okay.
No worries. You're with us. That's good. Now, is you're David Brunel's sister?
No, David Rhodes.
Oh, David Rhodes' sister. Okay.
Yeah,
and
she's from the Tennessee side of the family.
Right. Right. And is David Brunel on?
Haven't heard him.
Okay.
And we have Brandon.
And Brandon is on?
I just lost audio on, like, everybody. I see Mike's mouth moving, but I hear nothing.
You should be hearing through your telephone, not from the screen.
And my wife just briefly entered the picture.
Yes.
So I'm not hearing. Oh, wait, I just heard something.
Yeah, she's welcome to join. That's me.
Oh, now I can hear you.
Okay, is that better?
No.
No?
It's like going in and out.
Oh, that's bizarre. Last time we didn't have any glitches like this.
I heard that very well.
John, can you
Brandon,
hear me?
What were you saying?
John, can you hear me?
Yes, whoever that was, I heard you.
Okay, this is Brandon. Dad, I can hear you just fine. I'm not sure.
Okay, your video feed just kind of blurred out or something, Brandon?
No, he's not in it.
I'm eating
hand.
Dad.
Dad, hand.
We're his parents.
I can hear you. Brandon, we could hear you. And is that David that we're also hearing?
David,
John.
Thanks.
We're able to hear everybody.
And John is on, John Weiss. Yep. Okay, great. John, where are you located?
So I mostly live in upstate New York, but at the very moment I haven't have a vacation home of sorts in Florida, so that's where I am right now.
Okay, so we are also in Florida, and Marilyn is also in Florida. We are in Boynton Beach.
Oh,
I'm in Delray.
Close. We're in Boca Raton.
You're in Boca?
Maybe. Very nice.
I didn't hear that. I was garbled.
Hey, John, this is Michael Stecker. Are you Donna's brother?
Donna? No, I'm not Donna's brother.
But there's Donna Lucas in Florida, northern Florida, from the Tennessee.
Oh, but again, I'm mostly my origins in New York. But some emails came your way to my father, Leonard Weiss, and they made their way to me.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
You're John.
Got it.
Okay,
got
you're
it.
From Leonard's side. Okay, and now I get it. Okay.
Right. In fact, I sent you an email or two. A month or so ago, that we...
Right, and something about photos, and then my wife got involved, and she sent you some
photos.
Right,
okay, now I know. The thing is, there's a lot of people with the same first names, so
yes,
it gets confused.
Right.
And
okay.
A lot with
all
the
right.
Same last name.
Yeah, right? Okay, so if you can see the screen, I'll try to make it bigger. Let's see if this works.
John, what's your wife's name?
Beth.
Beth?
Hi, Beth, if she can hear us.
Hi,
well,
Beth.
He's got earplugs in.
They're all saying hi to you, honey.
I'm a wife, too. I'm a wife.
And now she's coming to wave at you.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Beth. Nice to meet you.
Anyway, two of them are in Boynton, which is just up the street.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John, where in upstate New York do you live?
Sullivan County. I live in Bethel, where the Woodstock concert is held. And
where
I work
in Bethel
in,
are you? We have a house in Bethel also.
In
Conneaut Lake.
Wait. Time out. Who has a house in Bethel?
Well, actually, my grandparents on the non-white side of the family, but we're up in Bethel and Conneonga Lake all the time.
Wait, who's speaking?
Michelle. Michelle Weiss.
Oh, okay.
She's listening under John.
Computer screen.
She's not.
Anyway, I'm under Jeff Weiss. We're in the same room, so we just logged in under him.
Got it. So I live on Heard Road, which is the same road as the Bethel Woods Music and Arts Center where the Woodstock concert was. You said you've got
exactly
a home.
I know exactly what street you're on. We're in White Lake Homes.
What was your name?
My name is Michelle Weiss, but the house is in White Lake Homes in Conneonga.
Yeah. We have other friends and family who live in White Lake Homes. I'm going to try and throw some names at you. Let me hold on. Cindy. Do you know a Cindy Walder?
I don't know that name. My aunt spends more time up there. She probably would recognize some more people than I would. We also have a house in Boca, too. So.
Oh, that's so weird. Here I am in Boca, and you've got a connection to Bethel. That's, like, super weird. we may need to, like, connect in some way.
Absolutely.
What's the... never mind. So let me just ask if there are anybody else that has not introduced themselves that would like to introduce themselves at this time.
Well, I think I introduced myself last time. I'll make it brief. So I'm Harry Mandello. I live in Yonkers, New York, just north of the city. My connection to the whole Weiss family is that apparently Rose Weiss, who married a Chaim Mandel, is my great grandmother, and I learned of a lot of this. I mean, I obviously knew of her son Sam, who's my grandpa, and so forth and so on. But I learned a lot about all of the Weiss stuff going on through DNA testing. Terry Weiss, Gary found me through that, and that led to all this.
Oh,
right.
Did you do the DNA testing?
Me?
Yes.
And one of my highest matches was Terry Weiss Gary, who even though she doesn't live too far from me, and her
right. It
was a big connection when I was little. I remember sitting like her dad was like my parents' accountant for their business way back when, like I was a little kid in the 70s. But we had lost touch through the years, and this is kind of how we all got sort of back together.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me quickly review our agenda, and then we can kind of get into the meat of the call, and of course we can always do some socializing in between. So first thing I wanted to mention was if anybody has any old photos or records of ancestors, any birth certificates, death certificates, wedding, etc., we'd really love to get them. Also, if you scan them at 600 DPI, and this way they'll be really good for, things that we show online and also for the websites, et cetera. I did send around an email that had a very nice short video that Michael Stecker had sent to me that explained how to get very good quality, high quality photos. It's like a minute and a half long, or 2 minutes, and it's excellent. So if you have a chance, take a look at that. The next thing is the family directory. I sent that around. There have been a couple of changes to it, but I'm kind of holding off before, bombarding everybody with constant emails with things. So probably mid-year I'll send an update to the directory. But if anybody's on that did not get the directory, let me know and I'll mail it out to you.
Yeah, I did not let you know. But I also, I moved in the last month, so I'll probably email you my new address for if you ever do this again. But
sure. Well, I did not include actual addresses because
the
addresses put in. But I put the emails.
Yeah, I remember now.
And the general and the location, like, what state you're in, that type of thing.
Yep. Okay. Got it.
Now, Marilyn, you had a call with Rhoda Stillman.
Yes.
And Rhoda, you're on the line still, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes.
Great. So in a couple of minutes, we'd like to ask you about, you know, that call and, you know, how that went and what you guys discuss and everything.
Not as long as I would have liked.
That's nice. That's sweet. And then we'd like to get into things like what brought David Weiss to Jackson, Tennessee, and Harry Weiss to Beaumont, Texas, and Joseph to, and I think Aaron also may have ended up in California, if anybody knows anything about that. I'll also get into with Marilyn my visit with her. She gave me some wonderful photos, which we'll look at. We'll show you who some of our ancestors were, and there's still some questions, and we will try to figure out who some of the people are, if anybody knows. And then from
my name is Ron Hollander.
Oh, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Ronald Hollander.
Yes, that's me.
Great. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Who am I talking to?
This is Rich Weiss, and we've got a lot of folks on the line. I'll quickly read off who's on. We've got myself and my wife, Iris, David Bank, John Weiss, Harry Mandel, Jeff Weiss and Michelle Weiss. Jeff is the father, Michelle is the daughter. Michael Stecker, Marilyn Winter Glassman, David Rhodes, I think, Melanie, my son Brandon, and yourself.
Sounds like a family affair.
Right? So we thought I don't know if you're logged in to go to meeting or just on the
I could see some of the, I could see Ira Weiss and Brandon Weiss and John Weiss.
Okay, great. So I'm going over the agenda, we're up to videos of Weiss Family Tennessee Thanksgiving Song. We have a short little video, if it's okay, from the Weiss Tennessee side to show a nice video. And if you could tell us a little bit more about your family and your side of the family, we'd love to hear about that.
Okay.
And then there were some questions about the relationships between Milton Hollander and Ida and their children, et cetera.
I remember Ida Weiss very well.
You remember who?
Well, her maiden name was Hollander, but when she married Milton Weiss, I remember her very well. That was my father's sister.
Oh, okay. Ida was your father's sister?
That's correct.
Wow. I never knew that.
See that?
Ron, wasn't your mother's Ida?
There were four sisters from a second marriage. There was Ida and Helen and Anna and Sylvia.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
There were four sisters. they were married. My grandfather's name was Wolf Hollander, and he married Rose Weiss, Solomon's daughter.
Right. And then he. Well, we'll get into that in a few minutes.
Okay, go ahead. Let's finish right here.
There's still some questions. There's a lot of questions about Samuel Weiss's. And remember, a lot of these names are repetitive, but we'll show you on the family chart which Samuel Weiss we're talking about. Okay, so let's go down to the oldest link or the furthest link back that we have is Benjamin Weiss. And I showed this photo on the last time we were here. And since that time, we've found some new information that's really quite interesting and, in my mind, kind of a little bit provocative in a sense. Maybe it's good, would be good if Michael Stecker went through this talking about Hannah and Sarah and how that all came about. Michael, do you want to pick up on that?
Yeah, just a minute. Let me. I have to turn this volume down. Okay.
And I'm. And just for your info, right, I'm
yeah,
showing.
I'm okay now. Somebody try to call me on the phone. That's. But.
Okay. Are you online, Michael, or are you just using the telephone?
I'm just on the telephone.
Okay, so I'm showing the latest Benjamin Weiss family. Family tree.
Okay.
So. You know, if everyone recalls, Benjamin Weiss is basically as far back as we go in terms of our lineage. And, you know, the children of Benjamin Weiss are listed underneath. And my family link is the Solomon Weiss link, as is Michael's and Marilyn's and Ronald's and some others. But we were doing some research, and Michael, why don't you fill us in about, you know, the whole Sarah and Hannah?
Okay. A lot of this research was not done by me or even a family member. It was done by a woman, Marissa Liefer, whose friend is part of the Leonard Weiss family. And he did a lot of the research. Benjamin Weiss was the patriarch, and we have evidence of this from his listing on death certificates from several of his sons, Solomon Arside, David from Tennessee, Samuel, and Morris Aaron. So we have his name. So his name is solid. The question is, what was his wife's name? Her surname was Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R, and this was listed on the death certificates. The question is, what is her first name? We have several different first names on the death certificates. One was Giddle, which was from my great-grandfather's death certificate, Solomon. The other was Hannah, which was from David Weiss of Tennessee's death certificate. And then Sarah was listed on Morris Aaron and Bernard, and I think maybe Samuel's death certificate. So there are three first names. The question is this all the same person, or was Benjamin Weiss married more than once? He might have been married more than once because the age range of his sons is 20 years. So it is possible that he was married twice. So the surname of his wife was Werner. The question was he married to cousins? We don't know.
Yeah, if I may add something. You know, in those days, and really even into the early 1900s or so, if a man married a woman who had a sister, and the wife passed away, it was not totally unheard of for a man to marry the sister to help raise the children. Just a wild guess. That might have been the case here.
What was the year of Sarah's death?
We don't know that. We don't know Benjamin's year of death or Sarah's year of death. They would have been in Europe, not in the United States.
I see.
So those records are much more difficult to get.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I don't know if anybody has any insight into this or not, but we thought we would raise it during the call today.
And by the way, the one person John Weiss might have some insight on this is his great grandfather, Yaakov Yitzchak Weiss. I don't know. I think he died in Europe, but we don't have a specific date of. it might have been in the early 1900s, but we don't know that. And so I have no information on that side of, of John's side of the family. And also it would be Terry.
I could weigh in here a little bit. So interestingly, we have a fairly well worked out family lineage, but it is largely based on the other side of things, the Franks. If you go down Yaakov Weiss's, children, this Solomon Shlomo, that was my grandfather, and Morris in Scranton, PA. So I knew Morris somewhat, and I knew his children, and I certainly know his grandchildren very well. So I mostly knew who these Weisses married, not the Weisses so much themselves. And the family tree that I helped create, which focuses on the Franks, but does certainly include Weisses. It also includes Mandels. It includes Werners. And I think I forwarded a GDEB file to Michael. I think I forwarded it to somebody on this email chain. It has about 1,000 people on it. And it includes, as I said, Mandels and Werners and Weisses and Franks. I certainly don't think we have any way to speak to any real information regarding Benjamin and Sarah. Whether or not we have any information about their children, Jacob, I'm not sure. I'd have to go back to my own family file that I've helped maintain, again, which has a large group of people. But the focus is largely on Franks, a few Weisses, some Mandels, some Werners. And the other part of some interest is we have a family burial plot up in New York, which has a number of Franks, but it has a number of Mandels, and I've seen the name Werner on some of the headstones, and another name that I see here on this little family tree. I don't know if any of you have made your way to that cemetery.
Is it New Montefiore on Long Island?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's where my father,
a lot of Mandels there. I've seen Weisses. I did see two Werner stones there because every year on Father's Day, we go there because my dad's buried there, my grandfather's buried there, and my grandpa and grandma are buried there. One of my uncles is buried there, my dad's older brother.
Right.
Also, and ironically, in a different part of that cemetery, my mother's family's buried there. So again, Father's Day, we usually go up there and check it out. So I've been there quite a few times, maybe like once a year.
Wow. Okay. I went there once not too long ago, maybe a year ago, and I bumped into some people I'd never met before who were hovering over one of the Mandel headstones, I believe, and we did a little brief introduction, and we exchanged emails.
You're that person, yeah. That was me, my mother, my kids, and my uncle on my mom's side. That was me.
Okay.
I remember. You're Jonathan, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
And,
we were the hoverers.
For a little historical reference, so my grandfather Solomon Shlomo was president of the society that maintained that cemetery, the Chavna Kolozhina Society, which was
Chani Kolozhina, yeah.
Right, which was a small town in Poland where many of our ancestors came from. And then over the years, the next generation, there were a number of other people who held that position, including my father. And lo and behold, in the last 2 months, that position has now fallen to me. So I appear to now be the president of the Chavna Kolozhina Society, managing these two. Pardon me?
How do you spell that? The name.
Now you're asking a very question.
I know how to do
question.
It.
Go ahead, Harry.
I could pull it up.
Okay.
Two very long words.
I got it. It's S-Z-C-V-A-W-N-E dash K-U-L-A, I might be a tiny bit off on this, C-Z-N-E-R. If you Google it, the towns will come up. It's spelled the same way as the actual towns. If you Google it, it'll come up. It's close.
That may be a very good lead for us to do additional research into that town because we've really been focusing on another area in what's now Poland.
This is Michael. coming in. That town, Shawnee, or how, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correct. I think that's where my great-grandfather, Solomon Wise, not John's Shlomo Wise or Solomon Wise, came from, because I have the ship manifest, and it looks like it may be that town that starts with S-C-Z. Although that area is today just south of Sanok, Poland. There are
right.
several
okay.
small...
The same area that we've been exploring, Michael, huh?
Yeah. So the area that our family came from were several small towns south of today, which is Sanok, Poland, which in those days was part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Mm-hmm. Right. So but this actually kind of confirms that they were from that area, because now we have...
I'm sure they were from that area, yeah. And the other thing that's interested... And by the way, this is all on the Family Search website, which you can log in, that on what I think is our Solomon Wise, not John Solomon Wise, my great-grandfather, on the ship manifest, the person's name just above them is Mandel. Mm. I can't read the first name, so there obviously is a connection there.
Mm. Wow. So okay, so
this,
so
that a copy of that is on the Family Search. If you look under Solomon Wise, under Memories, they have all the photos and documentation.
It
so
also may
definitely.
Yeah, it also may also be in the last PowerPoint or the last slide set that I had sent out. I think I might have had a copy of it.
Well, you don't have the ship manifest for our Solomon.
No.
And I'm not 100% sure, but I'm about 90% sure it's him. And it shows the date.
So, John, you definitely did send me that that file, the GEDCOM file, which I did look at. And I do remember seeing the Werners. However, that was long before we got this connection. Which actually popped up, I guess, about a month ago or so. So I really didn't put one and one together. I saw the name Werner. I said, that's not a Weiss. I'm not interested in that. And I'm not sure if that file ever made it to Michael. If not, I do have it.
I didn't get it. I didn't get that file. I would like to see it if he can. John,
I will
can email it to me.
Yep, I will. The other thing is for John and Harry. We have gotten a lot of information from the headstones of the, the ancestors. You know, they typically have the name of their mother or their father written in Hebrew above their names. So I would ask the next time you go out to the cemetery, if you could take pictures for us, that would be a wonderful thing, that we might be able to, find some new information out from those.
Well, so be specific. There's got to be like 50 headstones. You want photos of every single one, and we have two sections that are close together, but are not contiguous. There's another section in between our two sections that is unrelated to us, but they're all within a very short walking distance. So you want every single headstone that I believe is part of the combined two sections, or do you have specific last names that you want me to focus on?
Let me ask Michael, how would you answer that?
The Werner name obviously is important, and the Weiss name would be important. The Frank,
and what about Mandel?
I know who the Franks are. From the website, but they're not related to me specifically. So the names that end in Werner and Weiss would be the ones I would be interested in.
And what about Mandel?
Yeah, that would be good, too.
Okay. I go out a couple of times a year, so I will make a point. I'm not sure when the next time will be, probably the spring. But I'll do what I can to take photos of as many headstones as I can, and then I'll forward them to... Hello?
And by the way, there's a website, I don't know if you're familiar with it, it's called Find a Grave. And that is how I got connected through to your side of the family, because the woman who was doing the research on your side of the family found my Solomon through my Find a Grave listing. What it does, it shows the gravestone and the information on the person that you can access. So it's really important tool that we use in genealogy.
Okay, interesting.
You don't
how
have
does
to
that
do
work,
it.
Though?
Actually, I could put it on for you because I'm a member. I mean, I don't do it anymore. I did it for a while.
Right.
And it's like a, I don't know if it's a permanent thing because that, you know, who knows, Find a Grave, how long they're going to be around. Family Search, which is where the reason I put it on Family Search instead of Ancestry, which I do have access through LizWise, is because that's probably going to be around for a long time. They started doing it about 100 years ago. It's run by the Mormon Church. So the odds are that's going to be around. For instance, if Ancestry.com goes out of business, what happens to all the data? I don't know.
Yeah, and I put the they're seeing right now the link to the address, the URL for the Family Search.
This is David.
John, the other thing is that is you have some like great photos you sent me, but they're low resolution. They're under 1 megapixel. I would love to put those on the website, but I need higher resolution.
I understand
digital...
and I saw your emails about that. You know, there's a lot of things going on in my personal day-to-day work life and whatnot where I haven't got a chance to really look at that closely. I don't know if the source photo in my libraries is of that high resolution, but I'm going to take a look at that. And somewhere along the way...
From prints, you can scan them at a higher resolution, like 600.
Yeah, but I don't know where the prints are anymore. I think.
Yeah, I know. That's a problem. Yeah.
Whatever was in print, and some of those photos, I think, were actually 35-millimeter slides. All of that was digitized largely by me over the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. And what I hoped at the time was the highest resolution available to me.
About what year did you digitize them? Approximately when were they digitized?
Oh, I don't know. This is a project that I was working on over a number of years.
Was it in the 1990s?
Oh, God, no. No. This is like in the last, I don't know, 5 to 6 years.
Okay, so in the 1990s, Kodak was scanning at 6 megapixels, which would be adequate. The ones you sent me were not even 1 megapixel.
Well, but they weren't sent by me. They were sent by my wife. And they
not even 1 megapixel. The original is going to be
understand.
Much higher.
No, I understand. Yeah. But they might have been a copy of a copy of a download of an email. They could have been multiple generations from the original photo. But I have a photo library with the highest quality versions of those photos. So at some point, if I ever get some free time... it was my goal to find those photos, A. You made the comment that it would be helpful for them to be labeled who these people are. So I'm looking to try and label them. I mean, the ones I'm going to focus on, and, you know, I don't have the only Weisses I really have much on would be my grandfather, Solomon, his wife, who is a Frank, my grandmother, Mary, my father, Leonard, and some of Shlomo's siblings. So I'm going to try and focus on those. So I have to find the highest quality version and label who they are, and you're going to get an email one day with all of this information, all of these photos. So just hang in there.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yes, it's definitely on my agenda.
Okay.
Okay. Great. So next, I want to, if I can get to the next slide, I'm having. Sorry, I'm having a little difficulty changing slides with this new GoToMeeting. It's just not the same as the other version. So a couple of weeks ago, I went over to Marilyn Winter's house because she's in Delray Beach, and I'm only 4 miles away from her in the wintertime. And we sat and we talked about the family, and she had some wonderful old photos that I took pictures of, and I want to go through some of those and some of the other ones that we had on the last visit, the last time. But before we get into that, I know Rhoda and Marilyn are on the line, and they had a call about a month ago, and I'm just curious as to, you know, what you folks talked about when you were on the line with each other for the first time in a long time, right?
Yes. I didn't know where she was. I had kind of tried to search, and I'm so glad I found her.
Hello, this is Michael. That was way.
Rhoda Hollander Stillman, daughter of Mac, or you know him as Malcolm.
Right.
And I learned so much from you, Marilyn, about my father's birth, because all I knew is he was brought up by his aunts and uncles, and I never understood the situation.
Yeah. And well, for anyone else's benefit, what happened is that my grandmother, Rose, had died in childbirth with Malcolm. And she had my mother was 5 years old, and Jack was a year or a year and a half younger, and then Al Hollander, and then Malcolm. So in 5 years, she had four children, but she did die in childbirth, and they went to the house of the my great-grandmother, your great-grandmother, Rhoda. And I know that my mother was brought up there, and I'm sure your father was. Pardon me.
And Al.
And my mother my mother, this is Michael, my mother was brought up by them.
Yes.
For a short period.
Yes. My great-grandmother had a big house, a tall, what is it, the house in Williamsburg. And as a child, I remember the house. And, you know, it was like four stories. The kitchen was in the basement and had high windows. And I do remember that we came every Saturday to see my great-grandmother, and she always made a huge potato kugel because the family was so large. Don't forget, my great-grandmother had 12 children.
Wow.
So I don't even know if all of them lived, but I did remember most of them. So it was very interesting.
So for those of you who are finding it maybe a little difficult to follow along, when Marilyn is referring to her great-grandmother, she's referring to Hannah Lieber.
Right.
Benda, married to Solomon Weiss. Now, did you know her as Hannah? Or did you know her as some other name?
I knew her as Grandma. I was very young. You know,
Allie,
don't know
your age.
Okay.
This is Michael coming in. I have the ship manifest of her and her children that came over on the Family Search website, if anybody's interested.
You're referring to Hannah.
Name on the ship manifest was Hannah, or Hannah,
right.
Actually,
H-A-N-A.
But but she went by several names. If you look at the census, she also used the name Louisa, which I think was anglicized for Liba.
Right.
Oh,
in
maybe.
Fact, one of my fathers, this is Rich Weiss, my father was Bernard Weiss, so he was his grandmother. He lists her name as, in multiple places, as Hannah Louisa. Yeah, multiple places, so it's interesting.
Oh, so.
Michael, this is Ron Holland. Do you think you can get me a copy of that manifest?
It's on the Family Search website.
Okay.
I can send you a link. Who am I talking to now?
Ron Hollander.
Ron Hollander. Ron? Okay. All right.
If I can, I'm sure I have them as well. So I will try to dig them out and email
it's
them.
It's on the website. If you go to the Family Search website, you have to. By the way, sign in as me because I'm the only person to see everything. And then if you go to the family tree and you go under her name, you'll see it. It'll be under memories.
Okay,
and
I see it.
And I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty darn sure because the names of the people of her children match. They even have my grandfather's name on there, but it's not Harry. It's like Herschel, which is, I understand, is the same as Harry.
Right.
And it also had Sori, which I think is Sadie. It had Esther, which was his daughter. And the dates, these children all matched the dates of the people. So I'm pretty sure that's her. And she was listed as Chana or Chana on the, which is also Hannah. Shipment.
Rhoda,
so
is
I'll
there...
send this on.
Rhoda, is anything that you might be able to add to the discussion about Chana Leva?
No, I don't. I never knew her. I don't know what happened, but the only time I ever saw the Weiss family was at the monthly family meetings, which were wonderful, great memories. I know Cousin Ron was there with his two brothers, and we ate a lot and had fun.
At house in Manhattan Beach.
And my confusion is why it seems like we were not part of the family except once a month. I just never knew anything with the family. And, Ron, I never knew why we weren't close to your mother and father. I didn't know if there was some family history or something that caused that.
I'm not sure. I was pretty young back then, and the last I remember, when your father passed away, and then my dad passed away not a couple of years later, and it seemed that we've just faded away from there.
Right, yes. And they both died very young. My father died at 54, and then I never saw anyone in the family after that except Mike Banks and Ruth and Bergold and people like that are my memories. But it is a wonderful family, and I'm very proud when I've been finding out where everybody is and what they are doing. It's very exciting.
It really is.
I'm going to share with you a photo that that Marilyn has. That's a picture of a man and a woman, and it's an old photo. And Marilyn thinks that it might be a photo of Solomon and Hannah. And I just thought I'd share this with you to see if anyone can confirm that or not.
Well, they'd, pardon me. They'd have to see the picture to see the clothes that they were wearing to know that it was very, very old.
Right, right. Some of them can see it now, and I also sent these slides around to everybody. I don't know who opened them up and is looking at them now or printed them out or whatever. But
I think it's interesting that they're not touching each other. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tells you how old it is.
That's right. And how they lived.
Right.
And how they observed, right?
Now, I wonder what she has in her hand.
Maybe a Bible?
Well, that's what I was thinking, if it matches up with the family Bible, which I have, but I don't have it here. So I'll have to look at that when I get back to New Jersey.
So if that's Solomon, he was very handsome, very dapper, right?
Yeah.
If it's him.
Yeah.
What a nice-looking man. Maybe it's him.
Okay. Okay, moving on to a couple of photos that we had shared the last time we were on the call. And these are the four wise men, as we've been calling them.
Yeah.
We have four identified. We're not really 100% sure who the third one is, but we've got Irving Weiss, David Weiss of Tennessee, who is Solomon's brother, and David Weiss, who is Solomon's son. And the man next to them, we're not really sure who that is, and I don't know if anybody has given this any thought or if there's any new people on the call that might recognize.
Hey, Dad, if you've got Solomon's son and you've got Solomon's brother, is it possible that that's Solomon?
No, that's not Solomon. I have a very good photo of him. I think that was most likely taken at Solomon's funeral. Because he's not in the photo. I think that the old man next to David of Tennessee is one of his brothers. It might be Morris, Aaron, or Samuel, but I don't know.
Right, right. Well,
it doesn't look like the only photo I have of Solomon.
This is Brenda. Hello?
Yeah. Hi, Brenda. Yeah.
Hi, I've been thinking about that, this photo as well. I believe that my great-great-grandfather, who was Aaron Moshe, it's possible that could have been him. I do believe he was in the country. What year do we think this was?
This would be 1930, in July 1930, I think.
Yeah.
By the way, Tennessee, Nettie Weiss is in another photo, not this one. So I'm pretty sure this was at their funeral. And Morris, your great-grandfather, Morris Aaron, is a very good possibility. That's one of the – it's either going to be him or Samuel.
Yeah, I think that might be a good possibility because my Aunt Ruth does kind of remember her great-grandparent or her grandparents being around during that period. So it's very possible that could be, you know, my great-grandfather.
He died, I think, the next year.
Yeah,
your great-grandfather, Morris Aaron, in 30 or 31, yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't look very good there. It's hard to see.
Yeah, he died of lung cancer, and he looked sick in that photo, so...
Yes, he does. I don't know that, I was trying to see if he looked somewhat like, anyone I know in the family.
He looks like another photo I have of David of Tennessee. He looks almost like his twin.
Yeah, they do look a lot alike, but I've been thinking about that since, it was everyone else that Weaver was kind of ruled out, that I think it's a good possibility that could be my great grandfather.
Yeah, so if you have a photo of him, that would be really helpful.
I have not gone through my really old photos, but typically in our family, the women got that, and that would have been my Aunt Grace, who has been dead for many years now, and my Aunt Ruth. And Ruth has gone through most of the things that she has, and there were what she sent were those few that I, or one I tried. So she hasn't, I don't think she has any, but I will continue looking through my things just in case. I do have.
Okay, well, that would be very helpful, and I think it's very likely that that's him.
Yeah.
Incidentally, I actually cropped out the faces on most of the photographs that we're seeing, and put them into the Google image search to see if anything came up. Nothing came up, but
no.
If you were thinking about doing that, I already did it. Okay, going to move on to the next slide, which we have actually several pieces of new information, or at least we think is new information. And incidentally, I'm going to start with the first piece, which this woman here that's labeled Helen Burgold, Peter Burgold contacted me and said that's definitely not his mother. So we don't know who this woman actually is. And that's.
And we also, initially, I think you thought it might have been Lillian, David and Harvey's grandmother, but they said it was not because Nancy is in the photo, and evidently Nancy was born after
Mike,
she died.
Yeah. Michael, we're talking about the family picnic photo, not the the other photo.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so that's. So Peter
well, the picnic photo, Helen is at the head of the table. That's definitely Helen Burgold.
I got the pictures, the photos wrong. Okay, maybe that's, hold on. Okay, I don't have that other photo with us in the slide.
Well, no, I don't think you had that in your slide collection, that picnic photo.
So
you
maybe
had
that's
the one
I'm referring to.
With,
okay.
With the Burgold girls and David Bank and Henry Burgold and Jill, Marilyn's niece, a few of the other Winters.
So
I think it was my sister-in-law Joy and Claire, Bob's wife.
Okay, I'm on the photo that says family picnic. And
oh no,
then
I'm on
that's
the
a
wrong
different
one.
Show this, share okay, this one with Marilyn, and you had said that the
I'm in that photo.
Yes, Michael
yeah.
is in this photo. Yes.
Yeah.
And
cute little boy.
Look on the left side of the photo. There are two women and a gentleman. And Marilyn told me that she believes that could be Sarah, Barney and Sarah's sister
oh,
and her
the
husband.
The two on that. Yes, she. I'm sorry. Sarah had two six sisters. and they were maiden ladies, so that's what they look like. I remember them quite vividly.
So we're pretty sure that's Sarah Weiss's two sisters.
And who is the old man next to them?
That's one of Sarah's sister's husbands.
Okay.
I only remember this is Ron, but I was looking at the photo, and it brings back a lot of memories because I recognize a lot of the faces in this picture. You know, Bonnie and Sam and Pauline Weiss and the Lefkowitzes.
Right.
We're all at the Weiss family at Florence Winter's house. They all were there.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, great. Great. The last time we were on, we were talking about Thumb Weiss signed the atomic bomb. This is a little picture from one of the atomic bombs. And Jeff, you had thought you might have a picture of Sidney Weiss signing the atomic bomb. I don't know if you found anything.
I couldn't find it. Maybe it's in Florida. I'm not sure.
We'll look through everything again when we're down there, but I know that Dad definitely had sent it to Scott and I. So it has to be somewhere, someplace, because we've seen it.
Okay. All right. Very good. And the last time we were on the phone, we also showed some pictures of people that we didn't know who were. And they're probably a little hard to see. I'll try to make them a little bigger just to see if anybody has any more thoughts on any of these people.
Throw away hats.
Yeah. I don't know. We thought this one in the upper middle might have been Pauline, but we're not sure.
Where did those photos come from, Rich? Are those your collection?
No, these are not my collection. I really am not sure. I mean, probably got them from various people. I know, remember David Bank sent me several photos. But I'm not really sure. I don't remember where these photos came from.
Okay.
Does anybody
know the name? This is Michael. Does anybody know the name Kamalhar? Last name Kamalhar?
Yes.
No. Let's table that. I put that slide in.
I have
slide
a photo
in.
Of Malcolm with the Kamalhars, and I'm not. The name is familiar, but I don't know the connection.
Okay, I do have that one. Okay, this is the photo that Michael is referring to, which has a picture of Malcolm, and it says Malcolm, Roslyn, and husband, Mary and Sol Kamalhar. Don't know if anybody has any insights at all of who these are.
Okay, I remember meeting Mary Kamalhar. My mother was very fond of her. I think she was an aunt, but I've never been able to, I don't know exactly how, what the threads are. And
okay.
She did have a daughter who I met once, maybe 30 years ago, who lived near Kennedy Airport, but I don't have any access to her information.
Interesting. So they sounds like they were friends of the Hollanders.
Looks that way.
Yeah.
Maybe
okay.
Maybe relatives.
I remember, this is Michael, I remember the name Kamalhar, but I don't know what the connection, whether they were relatives or friends. It sounds like they were friends.
Okay.
My sense was she was a distant cousin of my mother's.
Oh, my a distant cousin of your mother's?
Yeah.
Yeah, then it would be a distant cousin of the Weisses.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
And how is the question? My question is, how are they connected in the family tree, the Kamalhars? Because I remember that name, so it is likely that they were part of the family.
Okay, I guess that gives us something else to look up, huh, Michael? Sol, Mary, and Sol.
Marilyn, you don't remember? Marilyn, do you remember that name, Kamalhar?
No, not
okay.
At all.
Well, maybe
don't.
Rhoda.
Rhoda didn't know. I
didn't know. I don't recognize the name even. No.
Okay. All right. So now let me back. I'm going backwards. You'll see. This is a fabulous. Whoops. This is a fabulous photo of Florence and Arthur Winter's marriage in 1920. And you can see we have Barney Weiss, Sarah Weiss, Irving Weiss, and Pauline. And this couple left. We're wondering if anybody might recognize who they might be, because we don't know who they are, but in all probability are one of the Weisses.
Well, either the Weisses or the Winters, because if it was my parents' wedding picture, they may have had family from my father's side in the picture.
Yeah, well, I think they did. If you look at it, the Weisses are all on the left side.
Right.
Barney era. I presume it's a Weiss, and the man looks a little bit like Aaron to me. But and then they have all the people on the other side who I don't recognize at all, which I presume are the Winters.
Yes. Yeah, Marilyn, who those were. They were Winters.
Yeah.
The young fellow in the top right corner of the picture. When I first saw this, I said, he looks a lot like me. I believe that's my father at the age of 18.
Wow.
Oh. Now, who is
talking?
Wow. Who is talking?
Oh.
Ron Hollander.
So you think that was your dad?
I think that's my father, Al Hollander. Because
right, so it's on my mother's side.
And I was
sure her brothers would have been there. Yeah.
Is that the person labeled number two?
No.
No, no, he's talking all the way in the upper right-hand corner.
Far right, yeah.
Okay, okay, up. All right. Interesting.
Yeah, that's the one the arrow is pointing to now.
Right, okay, right here. That's good to know. We can label that. And so you think he was about 18 years old?
Yeah, well, if this was 1920, he was born in 1902.
He had to be 18.
So that would explain why there's no wife in front of him.
Mm-hmm. That's
sure,
correct.
He wasn't married yet.
Right, because he's only 18. Right. Okay, anybody else have any thoughts on who the couple is under the number two? All right. Well, we'll leave you to give that some thought. And I'm going to move to the next photo. If this will cooperate. So why it's not cooperating. Sorry, just not advancing the slide. There we go. So this is the slide that Peter says is not Helen Berg.
Definitely not.
Right. David, I actually, and this doesn't make any sense, but I actually thought it looked like my Aunt May. You know, May Schwartz, my Pauline's sister. But it would not make sense that she would be there. So this was a family photo. What year would you say this was? Maybe around
1957 or so. I look like I'm about 10, maybe 8, so it'll be 1955.
Wow. Is Harvey in that?
The Harvey?
No.
And the...
Oh, God. I can't close it.
Can somebody put you on hold?
Does anyone hear Hallelujah music?
Yes.
I don't know why I made it. It's on YouTube. That's on YouTube.
Yes, by accident.
Oh, okay.
So we wrote it about that song, so I put it in there.
I love it.
This show, actually, I think it was also one that Marilyn has, and that I took a picture of it. And we have most of the people named here. This older lady, we're not sure who she is. And I guess it's this younger girl in the front, this boy in the back. I'm not sure who that is. And this lady in the back left. See, it's a nice family photo with Barney and Henry and Gene Hollander and the kids. If anybody has any ideas on this, let us
know.
I've
never seen that picture. Now, of course, I'm not on the computer, so if you could email me that, I'd appreciate it.
Was that Marilyn?
No, this is Rhoda. Yeah, Rhoda Holland Stillman.
Okay, Rhoda, in your email I sent you the whole slide set.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have it in there. Except for the one picture that we Camel Hars. That came to me a couple of days ago. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I had seen that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, now, Rich. Mike, there's something I found in looking through. It is an invitation to Mr. and Mrs. Solomon Weiss golden wedding anniversary. And it's an invitation.
I have that photo.
I have the original as well. My parents.
The whole family had it then. I don't know. I came across it, and I didn't know if you had seen it.
Yeah, everyone was invited, and it's a wonderful heirloom, right? It's a beautiful piece. Right. Okay, so now I thought we would just talk about, and we've always spent so much time talking about the Solomon brand, about, you know, how did David get to Tennessee? How did Harry get to Texas? Joseph, California. Aaron, I think, may have ended up in California, but I'm not sure.
Aaron was in Los Angeles.
There we go. Now we know.
But I don't know why he came here. And I don't know why Harry, who is the grandfather, got to Texas. But David,
Joseph,
I would be very interested in David of Jackson, Tennessee, why he came out there. He was originally, I presume, in New York, and then he went to Tennessee, and there's a whole large family there, David Rhodes and Melanie.
Right, and I wonder if they have any insights to that. I have my own theory, at least with Joseph and maybe Aaron, is that they may have been stationed out in California during World War I. They ended up staying.
I don't know, but Joe, who I know his gravesite is very close to where my brother lives. He lived in Santa Barbara first. I don't know if he died, if that's where he died, but he was in the military. He was buried at Fort Rosecrans, which is a military cemetery. So I'm not sure why he came to California. You know, he went around quite a lot of places.
Right.
David Rhodes again. I pushed the wrong button.
Welcome. Welcome back, David. We were actually just talking about the Tennessee group.
I know, and I was trying to say something, and I realized that what I did was, instead of unmuting my phone, I cut it off.
Okay, great. So if you have any insights, that would be wonderful.
Well, we're still trying to find more information. The oldest grandson and granddaughter are still very much with us and lively, and I haven't been able to get much feedback from them. All I know is that when he was in Jackson, Tennessee, he got into the lumber business, and that he was buying timberland while his partner ran the manufacturing of oak staves for whiskey barrels during Prohibition.
On David Weiss's death certificate, it says his profession was a cooper, which means barrel maker.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really interesting because the four sons were all involved in sales. So there's quite a lineage there. So we don't have much information to add in terms of how he got here, but the tradition continues because there's a group of young and middle-aged and maybe even a little older women and members that get together periodically for what they call the Weiss Women's Lunch. So we're interested in seeing how this connects.
David, you might ask Betty. She's probably the oldest in the group, right?
That's who I tried to get information from, and I haven't heard back from her yet. She knew about the call, but I didn't get anything from her. Ben Weiss, who is Ben Morris's Weiss's son, Evelyn Weiss's son, is the eldest, and I'm hoping maybe we can get information from him, and I will certainly pass it on when we do. The other thing,
okay,
David, Betty remembers when your great grandmother Nettie came up to visit my family in Tennessee, so she knows
Oh, really?
Quite a bit. Oh, yeah, because that's how I got connected to you, because I remember Nettie very vividly stayed at our house for a week or two when she was visiting her youngest son, David Jr., because he was, I think, working at one of Ford or General Motors, one of those companies up in Detroit. And Betty does remember when she went up there, so Betty's got a pretty good memory.
Well, hopefully I can get to Ben, who's even older than she is. He's in his 80s, and see what he can remember or understand, and I'll pass that on. But the other thing really what I'd like you to understand is that Nettie's name, Marie Antoinette Bailey Weiss, and that our granddaughter is Bailey, who is a performer and really developing a good reputation. So if anybody is interested in seeing where the Weiss family connection goes, look up Bailey Bigger on Spotify or YouTube and see where the Bailey name has gone.
And explain to them about
David, I asked Sarah if that name came from Nettie, and she said no.
No, they talked about wanting to name her Bailey, and they said, is there anybody in the family that has that name? And we said yes.
Okay.
But what was her first name again?
Bailey.
So her first name is...
That was her maiden name, last name was Bailey. Her full name was Marie Antoinette Bailey, and then she married David Weiss. But we
I'm talking about the actress or the...
That's Dara's daughter and David's granddaughter.
And what's her name?
It's Bailey Bigger, B-I-G-G-E-R.
If you look at that video of the Weisses in Tennessee, they call you see the girl with the guitar is Bailey.
Oh, okay.
Is her brother Wiley? It was David's grandchildren.
Okay, so I'm going to do that now. Hopefully you'll do this. There's something. Give me a second here. I want. Oh, somehow I lost it.
Well, if you're
and, and the fellow on the bass fiddle is Betty's grandson.
Yeah, it's a great video. I hope you can get back to it. And it's a
I think Dara took it. I think it was the one that did it because I got it from her website.
On your website where you have about Tennessee Weisses, there's a link to the Bailey YouTube page or something, because I actually know of her from looking at your site once, Michael, where it's a site about, like, David Weiss and all the Tennessee descendants.
Yeah, I have several of her performances on the link to her website from YouTube. She's quite a few things on YouTube.
Okay. The video on screen. Are you guys seeing it yet?
No.
Did you see it?
No, not yet.
Video feeds of some of the participants.
Sorry, like I said, this is a new version of GoToMeeting, and it's just difficult.
Well,
so give me a second. I'll try to get this thing going.
And I'll give you a little background about this. This is taken at what we called throughout the family, the clubhouse.
All right.
But it's Silver Moon Lake. And you can go to Google Earth and see Silver Moon
there
Lake.
It is.
There you go.
It looks like so much fun.
Yeah.
This place was brought into the family in the 30s, and all 8 of the Weiss children were owners.
Okay. I'm glad we got that in. So let me see if I can get back to my slide set, because I'd love to hear. Yeah, here we go. Let's see.
What you can't see in there is that that's a very small portion of everybody that was there. We almost always have about 40 cousins come for the Thanksgiving at the clubhouse.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a very large contingent from Texas who doesn't go there, almost, you know, maybe 20 or 30
from
Liz Weiss's side.
Wait, I want to hear one thing at a time, because first let's hear about the Tennessee. You have a, from what I understand, you have a Weiss clubhouse?
Yes.
And that was built in the 30s?
Well, it was purchased into the family in the 30s from the hunting club that by the four women. That's right. It wasn't all eight of them. It was the four women that owned it. And throughout the years have kept it and maintained it. And finally, everybody wanted to make sure it stayed in the family, so it was put in a trust before everybody started dying.
Wow, that's great. That's great. And you use it family get-togethers, obviously.
Very often.
Michael, it's Donna. I wanted to tell you that the question comes up.
Donna Lucas?
Donna Rose, David's wife.
Okay.
And so we don't really know how in Tennessee in the 1900s Weiss became wheat. All we can figure is at that time in Jackson, Tennessee, there weren't many people who spoke Germanic languages, and that's how it became pronounced. There was no synagogue, no temple, no place in Jackson at that place wait in that time to worship. So Marie Antoinette Bailey was Southern Baptist. So apparently David deferred to her, and he became David Wheat instead of David Weiss.
Okay.
Very interesting. It's I mean, it's not uncommon outside of, you know, the coast to hear the names pronounced Weiss. I mean, I used to travel a lot for business, and it was a very frequent mispronunciation from my perspective.
We do have several Jewish friends here in Memphis who are Weisses. In fact, it's interesting. If you Google it, the largest Orthodox temple in the United States is Baron Hirsch in Memphis.
Wait, could you repeat that? It was some static. Largest Orthodox temple?
Well, the largest Orthodox synagogue in the U.S. is Baron Hirsch, and it's in Memphis.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. Very, very interesting. It's tremendous. Okay, now, Michael, I want to just switch gears. You started saying that there's still a large contingency of people in Texas in the Weiss family. Is that correct?
Yeah, the way I got connected with the Tennessee group was through Liz Weiss, Elizabeth Weiss. I guess she's not on the line. One of her relatives Googled the name, and my website came up, and that's how we got connected. And then she connected me to the whole family back in Tennessee. But she is like, I think, 16 grandchildren, just her.
Wow.
She's got a huge family. She's in the Dallas, Texas area.
Okay.
She married Weiss. She's not
related through Harry Weiss, though, right, is she?
No. She's from the side of the family, one of David and Nettie's descendants.
That's what I thought. Okay. All right, just thanks for covering.
She knows more about the Weiss family than a lot of people. She knows quite a bit.
Well, we'll have to make sure she joins us for the next call.
Benjamin Weiss came from her, by the way.
That's right. The photo of Benjamin Weiss came from her. Right.
Right.
Wonder if she has any other photos.
I don't think so, but I got a lot. She knows quite a bit about the family. Evidently, her husband was very close to Nettie, and I think he even lived there for a short time, I think she told me.
Very nice. You know, one of the things that I'd like to do over time is not just have a, you know, like a lineage on a chart, but have some background, some of the stories, and also one thing that's interesting in family trees is to notice the professions to see if there are many people with the same profession. You know, for example, some families have a lot of lawyers, some have doctors, some have whatever. It would be quite interesting to track that as well. So I guess there's more work to do. There's always more work to do, right? So it's now 9 o'clock on the dot. We can move whatever agenda items we have to the next call. I'm thinking 3-4 months apart is probably a good amount of time. What does the rest of the group think?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's certainly fine. On a side note, can I throw in a little notion, perhaps?
Of course.
So listening to the discussion over the last hour or so, so clearly there's at least a few of you who are down here in Boynton Beach and a couple who are here in Deerfield, and here I am with my wife in Boca between Boynton and Deerfield, not continually, but I'm here for about 10 days every month during the winter months. I just got down yesterday. I'll be here for about another 9 or 10 days. Then I'll be back in March. I'll be back in April. That's my last trip of the season. So maybe this Deerfield, Boca, Boynton contingent might want to get together once, you know, shake hands and, you know.
Absolutely.
That would be lovely.
I know. I'm actually doing the opposite of what your travel dates for this next. We're heading back up to Jersey in a few days. And then, but we will be down in March, so I'm thinking March would be a great time.
Well, again,
I'll fly down to Florida for a reunion.
Like I said, I'll be back in March, and I'll be back again in April. And I believe we all at this point have each other's emails. So if anyone wants to sort of spearhead, whether it be at somebody's home or at a restaurant or some other convenient gathering space. You know, I'm not saying we have to do this, but it seems kind of like a logical step.
It would be very nice.
It would be great.
So I'm very eager in game. And again, that GED file I sent you guys actually came from this rather nifty book that my father and I put together, a physical book that has not only the tree, but hundreds of photos of my grandfather. And, you know, most of the emphasis was on the Frank side, but there certainly are our Weisses in there. And there are probably people in some of these photos that I have no idea who they are. You know, maybe some of you folks might recognize them. We Xerox mimeograph, whatever the term is, into this book, immigration records on some of these people. So there might be little clues and tidbits and other stuff that might mean something to some of you folks. So if anybody wants to pull that together, again, I'm certainly game. And if it doesn't work out this, you know, this season, so to speak, well, hopefully most of us will all be back in these neck of the woods next winter. You know, I start coming down in October, and I basically get a week in mostly October, November, December, January, February, March, sometimes April. So just throwing that out there, and, you know, if somebody wants to, you know, pull something together, my wife and I would be delighted to meet you all.
John, if you would email me the date that you're going to be in Florida in March, I'll volunteer to pull that together.
Okay. So, wait, that was Mike.
Rich.
Mike Stecker speaking?
No, that no, this Rich. Was Rich Weiss.
Rich Weiss.
I'm labeled as Iris because it's...
Got it. All right, Rich, I'll send you an email with my next couple of dates. And again, I still owe you all of those photos if I could properly find the high-resolution versions and label them.
Mike Stecker's photos, not Rich. Mike Stecker wants the photos.
Oh, well, I'll send
them. Either way, I will get them to Mike.
I will get them to him.
Again,
I gotta clean them up and label them and whatnot. But
no worries.
But yes, Rich, I'll send you my dates, and if a gathering can be pulled together, that would be really nifty.
We can work that. It'd be great.
Let me add too. This is David Rhodes. Donna and I are in the Palm Springs area for the rest of the month of February. If anybody's out here that wants to get together, hopefully the contact information is in everybody's hands, and we'd love to see you.
David, I can't tell you how much I want to go to Memphis and meet all of that side of the family.
We'll do that.
I'm curious about it too.
That was Rich. One day we'll do that. Yeah. Okay, everybody. Well, thanks for joining in. This was a wonderful call again. I will send out some of the minutes again, and in a couple of months I'll send out a date for the next call, and we will keep it rolling.
Bye, everybody.
Bye now.
Safe and healthy. Take care.
Good night, everyone.
It was lovely, Rich. Really lovely.
I'm glad you joined us, Marilyn. Speak with you soon.
Yeah. Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
Good night, all.
Bye.
Bye.